Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I don't know if there's anything more entertaining than watching MAGA go through an insane amount of mental gymnastics in the days following this DOJ Epstein release. And listen, it's a really serious case. I mean, it seems like the White House in a top-down manner is covering up the sexual abuse of children. So I don't want to undermine the seriousness of that. But I will say, I can't tell what's funnier, watching the Trump supporters do mental gymnastics or seeing the MAGA supporters who are somehow just now realizing that Trump will use the executive office to cover up his own personal misdeed and crimes and even commit more crimes on a daily basis. So Trump has given some terrible answers. Pam Bondi also gave terrible answers, and people are noticing. I mean, speaking for me, I exist in a lot of these young online spaces where people play video games, they do live streams. A lot of the people I talk to listen to Joe Rogan, and people are noticing. The gamers, the young dudes who listen to Rogan, everybody is noticing. And I want to walk you through some of the reactions. Now, let's start from the back, and I want to show you all some really, really weird mental gymnastics that I've seen going on. Look at this one. John Pavlovitz said, "Of course Trump was an Epstein client. Everyone who is not in a cult knows that." Nancy says, "They know it too, they just don't care." And Richard says, "That is true. I adore Trump. He is the best leader of our lifetime, but most of MAGA is well aware that he's a pedophile slash into incest. It's not ideal, but it's a flaw that we live with, and I doubt he still acts on it. No one is perfect, but Trump comes awfully close." No one is perfect. Very, very true. What the hell is this person saying here? It's a flaw that we live with, but we accept it. Trump is not close to perfect. And they're basically now saying he is a non-offending pedophile, which is absolutely absurd. What about this next one? Lizeth says, "We trusted and we were betrayed again. There are no worse crimes in the world than those that harm children. So yes, you are absolutely disgusting. List or no list, we deserved a better explanation because of a promise that had been made. President Trump." I don't know why they just randomly put President Trump, but again, none of this is funny, but my producer is laughing over there at the absurdity of the tweet I just read by Richard. What do you mean it's not ideal, but it's a flaw that we live with? This is what Stormy Daniels would say about Trump. It's a flaw, but it's something that we can live with. Meanwhile, Trump supporters are saying this about his addiction to complimenting his daughter and hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, or now deceased Jeffrey Epstein. But to continue, on the conservative MAGA subreddit, this says, "Really goes to show the depth of how bad the Epstein stuff must have been." This comes from a conservative. "They really want everyone to forget and move on, which means the level of compromise must run very deep. Now that the admin has proven itself happy to lie in everyone's faces and treat us like we're morons, I do wonder what comes next." Oh, now the admin is lying to you. You didn't see this during the first week when Trump came out and blamed this on DEI? Let's check out what Trump supporter Dave Smith is saying. Okay, so he's really mad for a few reasons. First of all, he said that Trump should be impeached after we struck Iran. Then he said that he is done with Trump after we continue to fund Ukraine, which I actually support. I think we should keep funding Ukraine. Now, I think he's just over it all. Listen.
You kind of can't ignore that this is a blatant violation of a promise, you know, that not only Donald Trump made during the campaign, where he did say he would release the Epstein files. He did kind of, you know, like he said it in a kind of sitting on the fence way, but he did say it. But man, dude, for Dan Bongino and Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, who have all just been on record straight up saying we have the files, you know, but even before they were in office, Dan Bongino and Kash Patel went so hard on this issue. Like this is like the equivalent of me getting in and then just like supporting regime change in Iran.
I mean, that is what Trump is doing.
You'd be like, yo, but dude, like you made this your whole thing. You can't just flip like that.
Oh, but he can. But Trump can flip on anything and everything. What about this Nick Fuentes dude? A despicable human being, but I think it's worth hearing what he has to say.
It's a deep and personal stab in the back to all of his supporters, to everybody that actually believed that it was going to be different, that the kind of Pizzagate, Clinton cash, Fast and Furious, Tower 7, Bush lied, that kind of corruption, we thought it would be different. We thought that was over. Maybe that it was impossible that Trump represented this wrecking ball of truth and anti-corruption. And the
he's a wrecking ball of covering up pedophilia. That's literally it. He's a wrecking ball of that. Then he goes on to say,
all we know about Epstein is all we'll ever know. He didn't kill himself, and he wasn't an intelligence asset. You feel comfortable with this conclusion? Are you happy?
No.
The golden age, golden age, golden age.
So they're not feeling too good about this golden age that was promised. Back to Twitter. Oh, we have some more mental gymnastics. Dexter's mom said, I trust Trump, and if he says it's over, there's a good reason for it. Not saying I'm happy about it, but there has to be a solid reason. Am I the only one that noticed that she capitalized the word he as if Trump is God? She said, I trust Trump, and if he says it's over, there's a good reason for it. I guess Trump is like God. If God were a, you know, pedophile who was friends with pedophiles, who only cared about redistributing wealth upwards and decided to call everyone by nicknames. Yeah, that like by that Bible verse that says, call thy neighbor by nicknames, evict the poor, mock the weak, and make fun of everybody all the time. Of course the Bible doesn't say that, but that's what Trump lives by. We have more. A small government conservative on the Reddit says, sad. The first 6 months or so of the second term would fire, but he's really dropping the ball hard lately. What was fire about the first 6 months? The constant chickening out on trade, which happened again today. He's pausing all tariffs for a while because he's chickening out. Or was it Signalgate Part 1? Or Signalgate Part 2? Or was it the constant blaming of DEI and the inability to stop Vladimir Putin from gaining more territory? Another conservative says, that's a bad answer. Everyone is interested in the topic. Social media is packed with posts about it. And he's referring to Donald Trump saying yesterday, are you still asking about Jeffrey Epstein? Trump was like offended that we were talking about something his DOJ brought up just a few days ago. And YouTubers across the spectrum have been pointing this out. Asmongold, who is a gaming YouTuber with a rather right-wing audience, has been turning on Trump. Moist Critical, who I'd say is apolitical, he actually is not really right or left, he's been calling this out. We've seen CoffeeZilla, we see YouTubers everywhere saying this is not cool. It's not even political, this is just not cool. They are clearly lying to our faces, and I think this is a perfect opportunity to strike. I think we continue to double down covering this, while also pointing out that there is a bill they want to distract from. There's enough space for all of these things to exist at once, but the incredible overreach with immigration, the terrible bill, and the covering up of this all kind of go hand in hand to paint a picture of an incompetent admin that needs to be checked. And we'll do that heading into the midterms, heading into 2028 and far beyond. We will restore America. We will reclaim the democracy that we once had. I'll leave it there. Drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. By the way, Chris and Adam show around 2 to 3 p.m. today. See you then. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.